Jim Wesley as the supervisor of the drug chemistry section, when you hear them talking about heroin cut with other drugs, a lot of people will say, well, isn't heroin, isn't a drug that you buy in the street supposed to be either pure heroin or pure whatever? What's going on out there?
If you look back 2 years ago and we analyzed the cases of heroin that we did, we would see on the instrument pretty much just the heroin peak. Now, is it cut with sugars and other things that really are innocuous that don't cause a problem? Yes, it's called stepped on, but that's how what's in it. But that doesn't cause an effect. Then beginning in 2012.
So just the last 2 years.
Yes, we started seeing other things. And because of meetings and discussions, they said, could you just go back 6 months and look at what's in the heroin and make a little report about it?
And you found out that it's not just sugars or innocuous other substances cut into the heroin to expand a volume for sale. It's being cut with very dangerous other substances, such as what?
Well, the two main things are caffeine and procaine. And you might say, well, what are those things? Caffeine's a stimulant. It's in coffee. Procaine is a local anesthetic, which the body treats somewhat like cocaine. It's kind of a strange thing, but it acts like a stimulant and an anesthetic. And it has effects on the heart. So now when you inject it, especially, not only do you get depressant effects from the heroin on breathing, you have direct stimulant effects on the heart, which is kind of like a speedball.
And when you look at a case like this in Pennsylvania, 22 people dead with what the media is describing there as bad heroin. All heroin is bad. But I think what we mean is more volatile or unpredictable. And give me a sense for if you cut it with fentanyl. I don't know what fentanyl is, and I think they're still officially waiting for the results, but they're suspecting fentanyl was cut in. Give me a sense for what happens if you cut fentanyl into heroin.
Fentanyl is a very, very potent opiate. I mean, it's used for surgery and it's used for chronic pain under very careful conditions. But it has the same potency in terms of amount as LSD. It's in the microgram range. So if you are getting some of this fentanyl and trying to substitute it or mix it with heroin and use that, you're going to have a lot of unpredictable depression and death.
Let's look at some of the numbers that the Monroe County Crime Lab has compiled over the last 4 years. These are the heroin statistics alone. And what they've done is they've divided into not only the number of cases, but the number of items of heroin, known often as decks. A deck is kind of a bag of heroin, Jim?
A bag of heroin.
Okay.
A street item.
A street item. There you go. 2009, 123 cases, 627 decks. 2010, 114 cases, 472 decks. 2011, 98 cases, 227 decks. So you have a downward trend in cases of 123, 114, 98, and all of a sudden, 2012, 259 cases and nearly 1,000 decks. What happened in 2012? Do we know?
I don't think we know. The rehab people, the hospital emergency rooms, everyone's trying to say, where is this coming from? I think one of the reports are that you probably maybe saw in the news, Afghanistan produces 90% of the world's heroin, or opium rather, and then it's made into heroin. And it is now at record levels. The amount coming in, and why I say 2013 went up, we having 100 deck heroin case would have been a big case 2 or 3 years ago. Now we're getting 300 deck, 500 deck, and 1,000 deck cases in 2013. One bust, 1,000 decks. And some labs are getting tens of thousands of decks. That's unheard of. So the availability on the street is very high.
And again, it's not just heroin. It's being cut. And here's what I don't really understand. And John Clark and Jim Wesley from the Crime Lab are certainly not here to speculate. They're here to share their knowledge on what they have analyzed, what the lab has analyzed. But I am trying to understand one important point on the heroin trend, and that is this. If I am a heroin dealer and I want to sell more heroin, I can cut it with sugar, which might look like heroin, and get more out of it and get more of a sale. It's less potent. Why in the world does anybody cut heroin with caffeine or procaine or fentanyl if that makes it more dangerous and you could be killing the people that you're selling it to?
I don't think the intent is to kill them. I think the intent, and this maybe is a little speculation, is to keep them wanting the heroin. Why would you want that type of heroin? Because some of the discussions have been that when you turn it into a speedball, it makes the Suboxone and methadone much more resistant for the people to try to get off the heroin and use those substitutes.
So they are more addicted.
They're more addicted.
But they are also putting themselves in danger. And if they take that heroin, not knowing what's in it, isn't that potentially much more deadly?
It's more deadly, but I think the big concern right now is the fentanyl, which started to show up in June in upstate New York. And the fentanyl, because it's so potent and so hard to actually measure on a street level to put in, you could have random cases of little effects or overdose and deaths.
You're hearing the voice of Jim Wesley. He is the supervisor of the drug chemistry section in the Monroe County Crime Lab. And part of why I wanted to talk about this drug trend is because, you know, you always hope in society it's enough to say don't do drugs or drugs can kill you, and of course they can. But these drugs are more unpredictable than ever. And again, just looking at the number of cases in the last 4 years of heroin, 123, 114, 98, now 259 in 2012. It's going to be higher in 2013 when we see the final numbers, right?
Yes, because a single case alone hit over 1,000 decks.
1,000 decks of heroin, 1,000 bags of heroin in a single case is more than you saw in the entire year of 2012. And so I guess going forward, we're going to, I think the law enforcement has to deal with it. That's not the crime lab's job. Their job is to analyze these cases. But, Jim, what are some of the other drug trends that you are seeing right now besides heroin?
Well, just stepping back to the heroin for a second.
Okay.
News is reporting there are certain stamps to look for. And although that...
What is a stamp?
A stamp is an actual inked... you put it in the ink and you brand it, and that's your rep. So if you're selling, for instance, a thumbs up, and that's your rep, and that's what you want people to buy, you would stamp all your heroin decks with this little thumbs up ink.
So it's on the bag?
It's actually on the bag.
So if I'm buying heroin and I see this, I say, I know that comes from so-and-so dealer.
Yes.
It's part of, okay, it's your calling card, okay?
But a lot of heroin not only is not stamped, and glassine bags are the little folded heroin bags, but heroin often now comes in little Ziploc bags like cocaine. And this particular fentanyl-based heroin, from what we've seen, is going to be white. And all heroin in upstate New York is tan. We don't get black tar. That's Southwest. We get tan heroin. That's always that color based on thousands of cases. So the fact that you have a white powder should be an alert that you may have something really bad.
Well, and you always have something bad if you've got a drug with you, but even more unpredictable or dangerous. Jim, I think I see a bit of a parallel with heroin to the trend that that was covered as far back as 2011, 2012, which was bath salts, dangerous way in the Rochester area. How would you sum it up?
I would say injecting heroin could kill you. That's basically putting something in your vein could be your last thing you ever do.
That's not hyperbole, because it's being cut with other things, and we have seen a sharp rise in the number of cases out there.